Well, there were a lot of hammers and chainsaws in action this weekend in Brookvale. Almost two dozen volunteers were building a bridge across a tributary of the West River. Now, it's the same spot where two women drove through with off-road vehicles in July and were fined for violating the Environmental Protection Act. Now, the PEI ATV Federation hopes this new bridge will prevent that from happening again, and ultimately that it will provide a safe and legal way for ATV drivers to travel throughout the province. Peter Mellish is the president of the PEI ATV Federation, and he spoke with the CBC's Nicole Williams.
We're kind of near Brookvale off the Ross Road. We're building a permanent ATV structure across the tributary of the West River. The ATV Federation, with a couple of local clubs, decided that we were going to develop this area into a trail, and there had been some environmental concerns with some incidents here, so we took it upon ourselves to fix the problems that were created and build a permanent structure so that we can use it without damaging the environment. This will give us permanent access through this area without going anywhere near the water course and letting the stream do what it needs to do.
This is quite a process. You know, I can even just see from my drive down here that you've got to come quite a ways into the woods, and you've brought a ton of lumber. Tell me exactly how the process has been and what's been involved.
So the first process was to get a permit to do the work from the Environment Department. So we got that last week, and we physically had to haul all the telephone poles in here, all the decking, all the nails. We had to build the bridges. We had to haul in the straw to stop the erosion from getting any worse. It's quite a task. We had to be well organized. It took us probably about 120 hours so far just to get to this point. So,
you're saying these are telephone poles?
Yeah, these are utility poles donated from Maritime Electric in the city of Summerside.
And what about the sort of the beams that are forming the bridge?
The decking is juniper trees cut into planks, and juniper lasts longer than spruce or softwood, and they all had to be hauled in. So there's about 150 pieces of boarding that had to be hauled in here. It's 1.8 kilometers to the closest road.
How is this being funded?
We get a little bit of grant money from our industry grant money from COHV, but most of it's from donations, and the decking was donated. The poles were donated, but we get a little bit of funding. We don't get any funding from the provincial government. We don't get any funding to help us do any of this. It's all volunteers, and we do runs to raise money, and that's how we do it.
What have been some of the challenges in trying to build this bridge?
Just getting the materials here. As you can see, volunteers haven't been a challenge. We have a great bunch of guys that are working day and night to help out. Just getting here is the hardest part, right? And getting a landowner signed on, and we put insurance on this property. Yeah, so those are some of the challenges.
How many volunteers do you have working here?
There must be 15 or 20 today, on and off through the day. We've had three work parties so far, and there's been at least six or seven on each work party.
What are the qualifications for this bridge to be a proper bridge for ATV use?
It has to carry the weight of the ATVs, and it has to be the proper width, and we have to have the proper opening underneath the bridge so that in the springtime the water that comes through is not going to wash the bridge away, and just try to build it as well as we can.
Why is it important for you guys to do this? You say you want to be friends to the environment. Go into that a little bit for me.
Well, in our industry, it's underdeveloped on PEI, ATVing, so we're trying to build legal, safe trails. And we can't do it without the support of like the watershed groups, the environment department, the conservation officers. And this section of the trail will be developed over the next year to be completely signed, completely safe for people to drive.
Have you run into many challenges trying to get ATV trails more developed on PEI?
Not really. Our biggest challenge is volunteers and having the time to go meet with the landowners, get the proper paperwork filled out. There's a huge untapped industry of ATVing on PEI. The tourism industry isn't even tapped, and it has potential to be huge. But no, we haven't had that many hard challenges. We're so determined that most of the challenges we can work around it. Some of the farmers that have had concerns about us being in their lands, we put up temporary fencing, we put in ditches, we built, put in culverts, we've drained water. So we're trying to do this professionally and do it so that long-term is sustainable and we can grow the industry. We want to have island-wide, safe, legal trails. That's our goal.
So you've put up temporary fencing, you know, what else do you kind of do or what other measures are you taking? Because it's not just farmers that have had problems with like ATV damage and whatnot. What do you say to those sort of complaints or those concerns about people using ATVs on PEI?
Well, first of all, we need a legal, safe place to drive. People are driving and they have been for years in places that they probably shouldn't be. So we've decided to one property at a time, make legal, safe trails.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your time.
That's Peter Mellish, president of the PEI ATV Federation, speaking with the CBC's Nicole Williams. Our toll-free talkback line here at Island Morning, 1-800-680-1898, through email islandmorning@cbc.ca.